Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
In this episode, I am interviewing Gabby J. Sherry. She is an emotional eating expert and coach. She is the host of the Don't Touch My Health podcast, and she helps high-achieving women overcome emotional eating and build elevated eating habits. I am a fan of everything that Gabby is doing because food is so important, especially as people who are going out and doing business and life God's way. We have to make sure that we're fueling our bodies with premium things and exercising self-control around what we put into our bodies and really just prioritizing our wellness. And what I love about Gabby is she's not approaching this from a vain standpoint, but really how we can be better stewards of our body, better stewards of our time, and really equip ourselves to be our best self as we go about the things that God is calling us to do. So make sure you take out your notebook. Follow Gabby on all her social platforms. Download her checklist that's in the show notes as well. If you struggle with emotional eating and just need better self-control over your dietary choices, all the information about how you can keep up with her is in the show notes. This interview is also live, so you can check out our interview in video format on my YouTube channel at Tatum Tamia. And of course, subscribe to the Don't Touch My Health podcast. Gabby is a part of the Anchored Media family, and I absolutely love her podcast and everything that she stands for. So here is part one, without further ado, my interview with Gabby.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. This week we have an interview with another favorite. We have Gabby. Your last name is pronounced Sherry.
Yes.
Because
yes, it's French. Sherry, with the little accent.
Yes. All I think about is Stevie Wonder whenever I see him. But we have Gabby J. Sherry back on the show, host of the Don't Touch My Health podcast. And I love you, Gabby. So I'm so excited to have you back on here. Last time you were on the show, it was the Powerhouse series. That was back in 2020.
Yes.
It was funny. I went back to it to see when it was, and it aired May 18th. And I was like, I had just given birth. So we had to record
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm.
And so at that time, you were still doing personal training and really still in the wellness space, but more so on the fitness and exercise side. Mm-hmm. And now you transitioned over into habits and elevated eating and all of those things. So tell us about just what caused that pivot with the business.
Yeah, if I can be completely honest, I just wasn't happy with training anymore. Mm-hmm. I had gotten to this place of where it had taken up so much of my life, like for the past 10 to 12 years. Mm-hmm. I started off training myself. You all know my story. I lost over 30 pounds. And so I started off doing it for me, started doing it for other people, and I loved it. But then I also got to this point, and I think COVID probably had a part to do with this as well. Everything went online. And so I really just started to see a slack in myself. Because I was doing this so much for other people, I really wasn't showing up for myself in the way that I wanted to. And so I knew that a big piece in order for me to get back to what I really loved is I had to cut off a piece of it so that I could get back to me. And so I was also like in this place of like my philosophy around fitness was changing. I was seeing the way that the diet culture and the fitness industry just kind of moves. And I just wasn't with that anymore, with the techniques of that. So I was just like, what better time than now to just dip out? So I ended fitness training at the beginning of this year.
Got it. So yeah. You talked about just seeing the techniques and things that other people in your industry was doing.
Yeah.
What made you be like, I don't want to deal with this at all versus let me continue in this space and maybe have a different approach?
And I will say I'm still in the space, especially like the diet arena. That's what I'm specifically talking about, because I found myself, y'all, I have been on a million and one diets. I have literally tried everything out there. And y'all know how it is. Like, you lose the weight just to regain it because you're giving the tool, but not real strategy for how to actually sustain the weight loss once it's gone. So I was doing that and I was teaching my clients the same thing. And so it was this constant yo-yo of weight gain, losing the weight. And so it was frustrating. And so with all of that going on, I was like, there has to be an easier way for us to actually achieve our health goals without having to restrict our eating, without having to do all of these drastic things to actually get there. And, you know, when we think about it, God didn't create food for it to be restrictive. Right. There's, you know, like, of course, things have been modified and there are things that we should stay away from. But when we really think about food in itself, there's nothing that tells us that we need to restrict ourselves. It's this theology around food that makes us feel like that. And the media kind of teaching us that. And so it creates this unhealthy dynamic with food. So when I realized that in myself and I saw that in my clients, I was just like, OK, I want to help them still get to their health goals, but in a different way, in a way that's more practical and in a way that they can actually sustain it.
Got it. Did you feel intimidated making a switch or having this fear of, you know, losing this side of the business? Oh. How did you navigate that?
Yeah. I had to go in the boldness that God had given me because I knew that there was a need. It was just me stepping out and just really doing it. Because I knew that there was no one in the industry talking about this aspect of health and fitness. Everything is around weight loss and about you going to the gym and about all of these other external things that you have to do. But what about the internal? And Tatum, you know, we've worked together before. And I know one thing that you always used to say is, you know, I want to be able to be whole from the inside out. Like, yeah, this physical fitness piece is important, but I also know that in order for me to actually get there, I have to do the inside work too. Mm-hmm. And so that's a piece that we talk about, but we don't talk about that from the nutrition aspect enough, especially in our community. So I was extremely intimidated because I'm going against what everybody thought worked, which is dieting. And so are people going to receive this? Are people going to think I'm crazy? Like, and people only knew me for fitness training. So how do I get people to come with me and listen to me talk about this new topic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember when we worked out, we did talk about this a lot. And I was telling you, because for those of you guys who don't know, once I got cleared to work out after having my son, Gabby and I were doing training virtually.
Mm-hmm.
And so at that time, I was still dealing with the high blood pressure from the postpartum preeclampsia, waiting for that to go down. And so I really looked at, I'm trying to get off these pills. That was my number one goal, is I'm not taking medication. And so I took it because I would rather be alive. To that actually part. Solve this problem. And from there, but my goal was to get off. And so I started just really looking at food and supplements. And so I bought that book. What's the name of it? I forgot the name.
Girl, I got it right here.
It's called Natural Remedies. And the woman who wrote it is a believer.
Yes.
And then from literally every ailment that you can think of is there with the solution of natural remedies.
Absolutely.
And So I opened that book, and I think it had, like, for blood pressure, it talked a lot about, like, garlic, magnesium, and heart-healthy foods or whatever. So I started just taking supplement, like extra vitamins and things like that. Yep. All my food was heavily focused on heart health, you know, working out with you, all of these things. Mm-hmm. And so within 4 months, I was off the medication and my blood pressure has been normal ever since then. Mm-hmm. But, and so I find myself even sometimes toying with the, okay, I want to look one way, but I also want to make sure I'm good from the inside out. And right. that seems to be where I've gotten great at. But I'm like, okay, but how are we going to get these pounds off?
Yeah, because it's still a real issue. Like, mm-hmm. we can still be women of faith and still want to look a certain way. and that's just the reality of it. And I think that looking a certain way is just a cherry on top. God is like, okay, like, there's a scripture I always mention. It's 2 Timothy 4:8, I believe, but it speaks about training is of good use, right? But being trained in godliness not only benefits you now, but in the life to come. And so I always reference that scripture because it literally talks about you being physically fit is good. But I think it comes down to priorities. It's nothing wrong with us wanting to look good, but what's the priority? Are we just wanting to look good simply just to look good? Or are we wanting to look good and be equipped and healthy enough to go out and to do whatever that thing God has called for you to do?
Yeah, that's good. Because I even think about, like, my son when I cook for him. Mm-hmm. And everybody always gets on me because he's not allowed to have, like, processed food.
Yeah,
he's definitely not allowed to have added sugar. So he'll mm-hmm. eat fruit and, like, smoothies and stuff, but no, like, snacks, no packaged snacks.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, yeah.
So they'd be like, why? Let that child have some chips. And I'm like, why does he need chips? Because right. everybody else did. Yeah. I grew up on Capri Suns and Huggies okay. and the ice cream truck and all of that. And it took years to be able to go against that behavior.
Absolutely. So, you know,
he's learning mm-hmm. at a young age by developing his palate to eat whole foods and mm-hmm. good foods that's good for him. Mm-hmm. And then he'll be able to pass those habits down to his kids. I remember my grandmother was over, I think last weekend, and I was making us breakfast. So her breakfast got to be different because she an old school Southern woman. Yep. She ain't eating this new stuff that we mm-hmm. eat. Bacon, eggs.
No avocado toast.
And the funny thing is, I was making avocado toast, and I was like, "Grandma, do you want some?" She was like, "I don't even think I've ever seen an avocado."
That's real.
But that's real, and many of us mm-hmm. have to unlearn a lot mm-hmm. to be able to, especially as people who are going out and doing the things that God is calling us to do. We have to be fueled for it.
Yeah.
And a lot of our tiredness and fatigue and irritability and stuff mm-hmm. mostly is coming from the decision of what we put in our mouths.
Absolutely. 100%. 100%. And I think whenever we make that connection, that's when everything can really start to change. There's not the connection hasn't been made though, because we think that it's just, oh, I'm not working out enough, or oh, I need to do all these other things. And it really just goes back to your food in a lot of cases.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. I need the right person with the right background who can move my business forward. If I wanted a candidate who matched what I'm looking for, I trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on these other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results that you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your posts for quality candidates so that you can reach the exact people that you want faster. And it makes a big difference. According to Indeed data, Sponsored Jobs posted directly on Indeed are 90% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs because you reach a bigger pool of quality candidates. I know for me, as we're going into this new year, I need some help, especially on the back end for this podcast. I would want somebody who has a history in digital marketing, someone who is very tech savvy, that is very experienced with different AI tools, specifically as it relates to content, somebody who's done this before. And here's the thing with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. I get people who fit that description. I'm not digging through resumes of people who've only edited one YouTube video 20 years ago. I'm getting actual individuals who know what they're doing. people who've done this before and can prove it. That's what makes the difference. You get people who are actually what you're looking for. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes, less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, I remember before I went Segan. The term is still funny to me because it's not like popular, but I was just feeling bad. And I'm like, I was praying one morning. I'm like, God, I've been working out consistently for a while. Like, why do I still feel this way? I'm tired by like 2. I got to have my second coffee to get through the day. My sinuses is killing me. Like, I got a headache all the time. And it's like, what is happening? And God showed me like, no, it's in your diet. Yes. And so he was like, cut out meat, cut out dairy. You know, you can continue to eat seafood and stuff like that, because it's usually you know, extra protein without the extra stuff if you do like wild caught organic and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, cool. So that same day, BJ had to finish what was in the refrigerator, but like that same day, I was done. And that was in November. And ever since then, I rarely get headaches unless it's like I ain't drinking enough water or whatever, but I don't have like the sinus pressure anymore. Like I would be sitting trying to work and my whole face would just feel like something sitting on it because of the sinus pressure.
Yeah.
So not dealing with that, not having a lot of heartburn that I was dealing with and having energy. I drink coffee now more so as a comfort and a routine, but like I'm good on energy and everything. I'm like, dang, I didn't even realize it was in what I was eating.
Yep.
So it's just, it's so important, you guys. We can't stress enough what you put into your body.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I want to go back though for a second, because you talked about essentially having an innovative approach to this wellness space. You know, we see a lot of the things online via surgery or quick lose 10 pounds in 10 days or take this supplement, do this diet. Everything is a new fad that's going on. And so you're coming into this industry saying with less, it's less sexy to say eat fruits and vegetables, you know what I mean? Or eat well and all of that. But you're coming into this from a different approach. And, you know, we touched on it before, just feeling maybe a little intimidated and things of that nature.
Yeah.
How did your faith play a part in just really rebuilding the business in this new way?
Oh yeah, that was the difficult part, because it was maybe summer of last year God was telling me to close down my businesses, and I was like, like what? But you know, this is the only way that I'm able to make a living. And so I was a little disobedient. I closed down one aspect, which was like the online subscription gym that I had. I closed down that, and then I eventually closed down the fitness training for good. But it was extremely intimidating and difficult because I didn't know where I was going next. I was literally like pulling for straws, like, okay, God, you don't want me to do this, but what else am I supposed to do? And it was during that time I was, my dad was sick, and he was going through all that he was going through. And I found myself picking up food. And something clicked in me one day, and it was like, that's it. And then God sent me to scripture, which is my foundational scripture for my business, is John 10:10, which says that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come so that you may have life and have life more abundantly. And when we look up that scripture in, when we break it down, life literally means vitality. It means to have a life full of energy. And so that's actually where the term of even living elevated actually came from. Because when I think about elevated or abundantly, it means to be super added, superseded, living a life that's a cut above the rest, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think that that's how God wants us to kind of operate in life and in our eating habits. Like, yeah, the world eats like this and they do this. And we know that Americans are one of the most obese people. But I want you to live differently. I want you to live life a cut above the rest. You're not any better than anyone, but you have a different calling on your life where you can't do things the same as other people. And so once I got clarity on that, I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. And then it was time for me to start sharing my story, which was very unsexy, because how do you say that I was a trainer and still am a trainer that struggles with emotional eating? How does that work? So it was, yeah, it was difficult. And I'm still trying to navigate it because there are still pieces that I have to share that I haven't shared. But I'm out here now. All gas, no brakes.
But on that same note, though, how do you take that? Because it's a faith journey. What I hear you saying is like, I'm out here trusting God. You know, I know that this is the direction that he wants. So I'm out here one foot at a time. I'm sharing my story. I'm helping women with the emotional eating. I'm doing these things. But it's still that. What's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say fear, but it's scary. You know what I mean? Anytime that you're doing something in God and you're walking by faith, it's scary. I think
Every day, I'm still questioning. Every single day, there's still a thought that comes up like, it really, like, this is where I'm at now. And I'm grateful and thank God he's continued to confirm it every step of the way. That's how I know I'm going in the right direction, is because he's continuing to affirm and reconfirm every step that I'm even with me talking to you, right? Mm-hmm. This is God reconfirming that I'm going in the right direction. And so that's what really keeps me grounded. Even when I am fearful, I have to go back and remember what he has allowed to happen so far. I've never had so much business. I've never had so much conversation around this. And so that's how I know, like, something I'm doing is right. Mm-hmm. Something is working, and I have to keep pushing with what's working. And yeah.
I'm thinking of a quote that I used to say all the time about what you focus on magnifies. Mm. And I talked about this in an episode last week where I was just dealing with some personal things. And I found myself really mad at God. Like, why am I dealing with this? Why am I going through? I know who you are. So why am I in this position dealing with this? And so God began to pull me back together. And he was like, you're focusing on the pain more than you're focusing on my presence. And I think that's a place that a lot of people of faith find themselves in. And it's easy in business, especially in this online world, to be distracted by all of the other things that's going on. So we get on social media, you get into the comparison game, you may listen to other podcasts and get into the comparison game or whatever it is that's triggering for you, you find yourselves in these spaces. And then that scariness of the season that you're in becomes bigger than God.
Yeah.
But he said that his word will never return to him void. He said he will never leave you or forsake you. So even though it's scary to you, it's something that's settled and calm and already established by God. Yeah. And so what I'm hearing you say, and that I want people to really just take away from this, if you're in a position where you're walking by faith and it's scary and those doubts come, those thoughts, those pesky nagging things that the enemy throws into your mind comes, you have to force yourself to magnify God.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing about mine is that I had to magnify him in like one of the most difficult parts of my life. Like, my dad was literally slipping away. And so that's actually a big piece of why getting that book that you had recommended to me, because he was going through pancreatic cancer treatments. And I was like, in that book, like, okay, Dad, you need to eat this. Like, this is what they're saying to eat. They even have stuff for pancreatic cancer, right? And so that, thinking back, that's also was like a light bulb that kind of got shed on that piece. But I was going through this transition while my dad was transitioning. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, God, and I'm not going to cry.
It's okay to cry. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But I was like, how can you be transitioning me? It was so much, like, so much transition all at one time. And I was like, okay, how can you be taking this aspect of my life away from me while also trying to give me something new? Mm. And that's where I was really able to see the grace of God, because I, but to God be the glory, I was able to shift with grace. Like, I was able to shift even in the midst of my pain and even in the midst of everything that was going on. He made sure that I was hidden in an aspect that allowed for me to shift where there wasn't a lot of friction. Because by that time, I was so confident in what he had called for me to do. And even in the midst of my dad passing, it was still like, it was like a peace that I had. And now I had this, I went to therapy because I was worried. I was like, am I supposed to be grieving this in a certain way? Because I'm not. Like, I feel so much peace that it's not really even, has it fully hit me? And God is like, yeah. But this is the type of peace that I have that you're just now being able to tap into. So I feel like even in the midst of like that transitioning, I had to let go of a lot in order to be where I am now. And so he blessed me over. I can't even just begin to like communicate the things that he has allowed to line up and to happen since the sadly passing of my dad. But I know that it was all for a reason.
What advice would you give to someone who finds themselves in that overwhelming state? You know what I mean? It's God, and I feel like a lot of people can relate to this, especially because of this pandemic we've all been in. It's like, tragedy has hit everyone.
Absolutely.
So, God, how are you calling me to do this? How am I going and trying to walk in my purpose while life is still happening? Mm-hmm. The world is still in turmoil. I feel like a lot of people find themselves in that overwhelming state. So what advice would you give them to really walk through that in a way in which they don't walk away from God?
Getting still. I had to get
this is something a lot of people's response is, how do I be still when it's so much to do? You know what I mean?
Literally, I knew what God had called for me to do, but I knew that I was not yet released to do it. Mm. And this reminds me of like when Jesus, you know, after he ascended to heaven, he said, wait on the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. I will send him, but don't move before I send him, because if you move before then, you're going to go out there looking foolish. Mm-hmm. You're going to go out there making mistakes and doing things that I never called for you to do. So I think knowing the season that you're in is so important. Ecclesiastes 3:3, it talks about the different seasons that we're in. And I think being still, it's hard because we are high achieving women. We always feel like we have to be doing something. We always feel like there's someone to help, in which there is. There are plenty of things to do, but you don't want to find yourself being busy just for the sake of being busy. We don't want to be Martha out here. Okay. We don't want to just be, or was it Mary? Which one was it? Who was out here just working? But learning to just be still and be okay with that. It's hard. It's hard because you want to go when you get the word. But I also think that God arranged for things. He made me be still because I was going through the grieving of my dad. So I didn't have any other choice, really. Mm-hmm. So I think sometimes he will align arrange situations or circumstances so you have no other choice but to like be still. Plus, I didn't have all the not that I have all the answers now, but I knew what to do. I didn't know where to go. And then he started sending resources. That's when I knew that it was time for me to start going. So I got steel. I don't know if that's a good answer or not, but
any answer that gets you closer to God is the right answer. And yeah. I think that the key to really getting still, me and Charlotte were talking yesterday. Shout out to Dr. Charlotte. Yes. And she was saying how the wilderness season is something that has a negative connotation to it, to where we all feel like, oh, I'm in, you know, my wilderness season and all of that. But when she was saying how when she looked up the word, that wilderness and solitude are synonymous. Mm. And I thought that that was interesting because me, I'm somebody who's an introvert.
Yeah.
And solitude is recharging for me.
Yeah.
And I look at it as a positive thing because I get an opportunity to check back in with myself, reconnect with God, get my thoughts right, get some rest, and something that builds me up.
Yeah.
But the wilderness seems like something that more so breaks you down.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she said that to me, I'm like, man, that was mind blowing even to me.
Mm-hmm.
That she was sharing her revelation. And I think it applies here too with the being still. Is the key to it is to switch your perspective.
That point.
Mm-hmm. Because the reason why being still is hard for so many people is because you think what you have to do is more important to what God is trying to do. Mm-hmm. In you.
Yeah.
And it's really a sign of wanting to be in control.
Yeah.
Sign of a lack of trust in God when you can't be still, a sign of you trying to do things in your own strength.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, I think that perspective shift of saying, like, you know, this is an opportunity for me to sit before my Father, who already knows what I want to do. He already knows where I'm going. He's all knowing.
Yep.
Nothing I can tell God is new. Mm-hmm. He knows everything about me.
Yep.
So let me sit here and mm-hmm. listen to my Father and the Creator of all things and mm-hmm. see what He needs for me, what He needs me to do or not do, mm-hmm. what He needs me to study, what He needs me to understand, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, He needs from me. But I'm going to sit here because at the end of the day, it's going to build me up to be better for when He does send me out.
Cozy traditions feel good. And that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.